Hello.
Hello, nice internet people. It's Ian and Jane, do the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, day nine, show one for Janie.
Yep.
This was at Summer Hall, and we could only get one ticket, so Jane went to see it. I think you picked it, hadn't you?
I had. She says completely.
This was 300 paintings, which I have to say I did fancy, but...
Yeah.
So, do you want to do
so it is came under visual art comedy. Returning to the Fringe this summer by popular demand, Sam Kisajunkian's 300 paintings brings audiences on a roller coaster ride through how he quit comedy and became a painter, generating 300 large scale paintings over a 6 month manic episode.
Wow. Wow. So, what was it like?
Well,
you made notes, obviously. Yeah, cause...
It was quite stunning, actually. It was a big venue. I don't know if it was full, but there were 100 plus there. And what was, yeah.
Wow,
and I'm thinking, this is interesting. No wonder, you know, we couldn't.
Yeah, you know, wouldn't give us two tickets.
Wouldn't give us two tickets. So it's obviously very popular. I looked at my watch, actually. So 10 minutes in, we were aware, because I was sitting right on the edge. It was all banked, which was nice, so you had good visuals, that there were some people, late comers, waiting to come in.
It's always a bit dodgy. It's always a bit awkward.
Because they have to come in right at the front. And he was talking, obviously, and then stopped and said, oh, you know, come in. Well, everybody fell about because about 20 people came in. I've never seen so many people come in late.
Well, at least they held them till they all came together.
But, I mean, gosh, so that, you know. Anyway, so there was a lot of people there. So he's Australian, Sydney-based, and, you know, it's his history.
His story.
Mm. And, you know, he talks a bit about the fact that stand-up didn't work. And then, anyway, he...
But he was clearly a funny guy, though.
Yes, because...
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, some of the lines were sort of a gag. It was funny. He then began to talk about his mental health, i.e. the bipolar, very specifically, because he didn't know he was bipolar. And then he found this place, which was like a mini hangar, is how he described it. It was an old bakery. So in fact, it was quite funny because he described he had his bed underneath the sort of the oven, the old, it was obviously
right,
disconnected,
okay.
Blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
But he made this joke about how, you know, this was where he was baked, you know, and he sort of, anyway, grew. But he then, so the majority of the show is all about this manic episode. He didn't know it was a manic episode, but he just worked phenomenally. He would, like, you know, describe genres that he tried. So it'd be that one day or that this week, and then the next day or the next week he would do another style.
So did he have visuals to go with it?
Yes. It's multimedia.
Right.
I beg your
pardon. Right. Oh, right. Okay.
So it's all,
that sounds fun. That
so he was, showing us all these images.
Right.
But from this, he then decided to maybe come up with a surefire business. I mean, I don't want to sort of give, but I'm not, because I can't give you the detail and how he told it. You have to hear him say it.
You have to go.
But there were various business ideas that he came up with, and he would approach people. He was actually driving himself to a psychotic episode because of the way he was living. But he describes his sleep pattern, his eating pattern, his, you know, there were reasons for this, that this was happening, until it obviously came to a point where he had to get help.
So,
go on.
I was just going to ask a question, because I've heard of people who have, you know, who are bipolar, and that they find themselves being incredibly creative when they're in a manic phase.
Yeah, he was.
Did he get medication, and did his manic phase dwindle? Would be my question. Did he cover that?
He did then go into a depressive stage.
Right.
That was sort of at the end. And he's now, he is still producing work. He's obviously right. more stable. And in fact, there are some of his paintings at Summerhall.
Right.
But I didn't have time to go and see.
Well, we are going to be back up there again.
Yeah, so we've got all the shows up there. Yeah, so we're going to meet people. He said, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
But interestingly, so many people were stopping him. that he was having to say to people, look, I said I was going to be down there and I need to go, but so many people wanted to talk to him because it just was. I mean, the question I wanted to ask him, and I wrote notes because I knew that I wouldn't be filming this until later,
he sees this, why don't you ask him it now?
And yeah. I'm going to say it on camera now, what is the effect of the show on him and his mental health? Having to, because he speaks at speed. He's telling you about all this stuff that he did, and it's almost a sort of stream of consciousness. It is storytelling, but it's how he's telling it. And feel that, he's reliving this six months every time he does the show. And it presumably, and I mean, this is my, it's has some therapeutic value to it.
Yeah, maybe.
Or he can disassociate himself with it and look at it because it's in the past. I don't know. That is the question I wanted to ask him.
Yeah.
But he's...
It sounds fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, and the other little thing, and this is a personal thing as well, because obviously there were some very funny lines, some of the descriptions of what he got up to, and he knows it was completely unrealistic and etc. He had designs for things, and it really, really, you have to go and see this guy,
right.
But obviously there were some people who'd gone there, I think, for the comedic bits, content, and so laughed at everything.
But then
maybe I'm just being, too precious about it. I just felt there were bits that, were very much more to do with mental health,
right,
and weren't necessarily funny.
Yeah.
Not very much, because it is a very amusing show, but there's a very serious side to it, and I think it's a pretty amazing show.
Okay, when's it on?
So it is on, I keep losing it here. Right, so it is on at Summer Hall in the main hall. It is on now right through to the 25th. So there's a good amount of time to see it. It is on at 12:05. And it is £17.
So it's at the top end of what we're seeing, you think it's worth it?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Right.
Yeah, I do.
How many stars?
Oh, I'm going to give it 5.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah.
Okay.
Quite.
Go see it then.
Yeah, yeah.
We may need to try and get me to see it,
And, I talked to a couple of people while we were waiting to go in, and they'd all said it was recommendations.
Yeah.
And I suppose, I was interested in the art history sort of business, and obviously that tiny bit, it sort of piques your interest. Yeah. But
okay, we've got more to come today. So okay. And all the 30 plus shows that we've seen so far are linked down below, so help yourself if you're here, and certainly some of these shows are touring, so just because it's fringe month doesn't mean to say that these shows won't be relevant outside of that. More to come, we'll see you soon.
Okay,
cheers. Bye-bye.